You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You can get smart with your investing with help from knowledgeable professionals, customizable tools, and education designed just for you at TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter. Apple might owe you $25 for slowing down your iPhone. Apple has agreed to a preliminary settlement of $500 million as a part of a class action lawsuit alleging the company released software that intentionally slowed down aging iPhones. If you owned an iPhone 6, 7, or SE, and you updated that phone to a specific version of iOS before December 2017, Apple might owe you settlement money, though the company has yet to share information on where or how consumers can file their claims. Your phone may soon receive 4G service from space. About 2 billion people worldwide live in areas that lack mobile coverage. Satellite phones could solve that problem, but they're expensive and inconvenient. That's why a handful of companies are now working to build satellites that can connect to regular cell phones, providing high bandwidth, convenient mobile data anywhere on Earth. And now for today's fast fact. 1,357. That's how many delegates were at stake in last night's Super Tuesday Democratic primary voting. A candidate needs 1,991 delegates to win. So while tonight's results won't settle the contest, they'll go a long way in determining who the Democratic nominee will be. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.